News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am your host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. This is the Monday edition of Our Take. Welcome back to the work week. Big event today. There was that solar eclipse earlier this afternoon. I hope you took a moment to take a gander at that, because you won't have another chance to see one quite like that for, a couple of hundred years. So that's something that happened today that was interesting and different, and a lot of people excited about that. A lot of people around the country traveled all the way to South Carolina for the best viewing experience possible. But we could still see it here in Michigan's great Southwest, most of it anyway. So that's the excitement for today. We're just coming off of a weekend. Did you have a good weekend? I certainly hope you did. I went to the movies this weekend. I actually went to the movies twice. I saw two films at the cinema this past weekend. One was good and one was not. So Friday, I saw a movie called Atomic Blonde. That's a sort of spy action thriller movie starring Charlize Theron and the wonderful James McAvoy, who is my favorite actor. However, despite their best efforts, Atomic Blonde was not a very good movie. It just didn't have a very good plot, and I just wanted it to end by the time it started to end. So I wouldn't recommend Atomic Blonde. You're not missing much if you haven't seen that one. However, the weekend was not a total loss, because yesterday, Sunday, I went back to the movies, Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor, and I saw Logan Lucky, which was a great movie. Great movie, Logan Lucky. A very well-written, well-crafted, well-performed sort of caper film. Now, I know what you're thinking if you've seen the commercials. I'll bet you think that Logan Lucky is a film that makes fun of a bunch of dumb rednecks who try to pull off a heist. Well, you'd be mistaken. These characters are actually quite intelligent. It turns out Channing Tatum's character is a genius mastermind in this film. So it was actually a lot of fun to sit there and watch it, because the characters were likable. It was funny. It was it surprised me a lot. I would recommend seeing Logan Lucky. Also, Daniel Craig is great in it. To see Daniel Craig doing something that you don't normally see him do is fun. He does a great sort of a deep southern, well, it's actually West Virginian accent. I say go check out Logan Lucky. Another option for this past weekend was the Berrien County Youth Fair. That continued through Saturday. I hope you had a chance to get out there. That was your last chance for the year to enjoy all the fun out at the fair. So plenty going on around Michigan's great Southwest throughout the weekend. And on today's show, we've got plenty going on as well. Today, we are going to chat with the United Way of Southwest Michigan. They recently announced their fundraising goal for the year. And it is a record-breaking fundraising goal. If they actually reach their goal for the year, they will have raised the most money that they've ever raised. So they announced earlier this month the new fundraising goal, which is $4.4 million. And I had a conversation with the United Way president, United Way of Southwest Michigan president, Anna Murphy, about that. So we'll hear that conversation coming up in the next segment here on Our Take. And then later on, we'll chat with our county clerk. I have spoken to Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about some new voting equipment the county has received this year. The state of Michigan sending out new voting machines to communities all over the entire state. Thousands of voting machines. And I chatted with our county clerk about that. We'll hear about the security features and other reasons why these new machines are superior, and when they're going to be sort of unveiled around the county. They're being rolled out sort of gradually. We'll hear about that on today's show. And finally today, we'll find out about an event going on tomorrow at Benton Harbor High School. They're having a back-to-school celebration. It's a back-to-school fair. Last week on Friday's show, we talked about the Berrien County Health Department's back-to-school bash, which is also tomorrow, going on all day at the Napier Avenue office of the Berrien County Health Department. Well, I mentioned Benton Harbor Schools is also having a back-to-school celebration, and that's tomorrow as well, all day at the high school. So I've chatted with one of the organizers of that event. We'll hear that conversation coming up on today's edition of Our Take. And if you would like to weigh in on something that we discuss on the show, by all means, send us an email. The email address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, send us an email if you have a suggestion for a topic that we could discuss. If you know about some local event going on Tell us about it. I'm interested. I'm all ears. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. I'm the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will chat with the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. I'm glad to be with you. This is the show where we discuss issues playing out in Michigan's great Southwest, things happening in the news, the things that you hear about on WSJM News in the last few weeks will definitely come up on Our Take. So on today's show, we have several guests lined up to chat with us about things happening around Michigan's great Southwest, the things that affect you and your community. We also like to chat about local events and so forth. And if you'd like to weigh in on anything that is discussed, or if you have a little tip for us, if you would like to suggest a topic for the show, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. We'd love to hear from you. Now, right now for this segment, I wanted to get an update from the United Way of Southwest Michigan. They are a fine organization, and each year they try to raise as much money as they can to support various nonprofits and other projects that are taking place throughout Michigan's great Southwest. The United Way, they support something like 40 different charities throughout the year. So what you can do is, if you donate to the United Way, they will sort of steer all of that, all those dollars to worthy causes. And you can go to their website, which is uwsm.org, uwsm.org, and find out about some of the organizations that they support. Plenty of fine causes. And so, earlier this month, the United Way of Southwest Michigan announced their yearly fundraising goal. And it is a record goal. It's the most that they've ever aimed for. And of course, this being the 75th anniversary of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, they decided to aim big, try to support as many worthy charities as they possibly could. So I had a conversation with United Way of Southwest Michigan President Anna Murphy about this. She chatted with us about the United Way and about what they're going for this year. So let's hear that conversation now. All right, Anna, so you've announced your fundraising goal for the year. It's an ambitious amount. So tell us, what is the fundraising period here for the United Way?
It used to be that there was this traditional time of September through November. Well, we really are on a year-round basis. You know, our campaign officially closes January 31st of every year, and it starts February 1st. So we start building relationships, start identifying our pace setters, start having trainings and, you know, the connect points. And actually, and we're running pace setters this summer. So it's really a longer period of time. But we'll start really getting into the masses of our partners and our companies towards the end of August when we really kick in the schools, and then it will take us. We like to have as much of it wrapped up as possible by Thanksgiving, because we know that, you know, people are pulled in multiple directions between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But like I said, we do keep it open until January 31st.
Okay, and your fundraising goal at the United Way this year is $4.4 million.
It is. And when you say that, and you say, wow, that's big.
Right. You're being kind of ambitious. How come?
Well, so think about this. We did raise $4.2 last year. So it's really not that far of a stretch from that. But here's the thing. You know, when you look at the counties that we serve and you look at the people that are in need, we could easily say we need to raise $5 million or more. The need is extremely great, and we want to be able to have as much of an impact on that as possible. But we also know that we can't set that high of a goal, because we need to be somewhat realistic. We believe that we're not only challenging ourselves, but we're challenging the community to step up and say, you know what, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that change and that impact in our community and be able to help as many people as possible. So we said, yeah, and we've got two campaign co-chairs, Zach East and Dan Pete, that are, you know, all going for it. We've got a great group of volunteers that will help us get there, and great co-chairs and great partners in the community, in our corporate partners, in our sponsors, and our volunteers that will help us get there.
All right. So you've got this ambitious goal for the year. And tell us, why should we support the United Way?
You know, it's there used to be a saying that, well, I give to other organizations. And I completely support people giving to the organizations of their choice. We have a little bit of a unique advantage with United Way. One, we do fund 34 different partner organizations already vetted through kind of an internal process to make sure that they are doing the things that they say that they are doing, that they're creating impact, that they're measuring, and that they're giving us, you know, the data so that we can report back to our donors on that. The other thing is that oftentimes organizations will seek other funding, such as state or federal funding, and those sources of funds will often ask for a local match. United Way is often used as that local match, and so last year we were able to leverage with United Way dollars an additional $3 million to come back into the community. So there's a variety of reasons we can have a collective effort of creating that impact in our community as opposed to each organization doing its own thing, and also that leveraging point of additional dollars.
So as United Way pursues this fundraising goal of $4.4 million throughout the next year, will we see you out in the community noticeably campaigning?
Absolutely. So we're out in the community constantly anyhow. We have an excellent marketing and communications team as well as our campaign team that really truly understand what it is to build relationships and to be able to talk about the work that the United Way is investing in. So we'll be out at a lot of different events that our corporate partners are having, but we'll also be at out and about through an incentive that Tyler Automotive has partnered with us. People have an opportunity to win a 2-year lease from Tyler Automotive. Donors who give $156, which is $3 a week, will be automatically entered into the drawing. And so you'll see that car, and it says Tyler on it. It says United Way on it. So that'll be out and about. But we are pretty much active in the community. My team doesn't really sleep much between now and January 31st. So, yep, you will see us.
So all you got to do is give $3 a week and you can be entered for that deal from Tyler.
Correct. Who give it's $156 a year, so it's $3 a week, and you'll automatically be entered into the drawing. And anyone that gives an additional $100, for every additional $100, you'll also receive an additional entry, and I think it's the max is like 10 entries.
All right, we've been chatting with United Way of Southwest Michigan President Anna Murphy. Anna, anything else you want to add?
I want to mention our pace setters.
Okay.
You know, so we have several companies that will help us lead off this campaign, and they have committed to either a 15% increase in their campaign from last year or 15% increase in participation from last year. And so we have about 10 or 12 pace setter companies, and those are listed on our website. So if people want to know who they are, Midwest Family Broadcasting is one of those, just to let you know.
Okay, that was United Way of Southwest Michigan President Anna Murphy reminding me that I happen to work for a pace setter for the United Way. Now, the United Way, of course, is an organization that supports a variety of nonprofits and projects around the community. They announced their fundraising goal earlier this month. It is a record amount. They're going for $4.4 million for the year. Last year, they raised about $4.1 million. For the campaign, which was a record. So they're going for another record this year. And Anna was telling us they have a new partnership with Tyler Automotive. If you give $3 a week, at least, to the United Way, that enters you to possibly win a lease vehicle from Tyler Automotive. So the United Way is a great organization to give to, and we'll be hearing from them all year long as they campaign. You know, they recently held their cardboard boat races, which was a lot of fun. Only the second time they've done it. That was a lot of fun down at the Inn at Harbor Shores, watching all of these cardboard boats be raced around, trying to raise money for the United Way. That's just one example of the many, many, many things they do each year to try to raise money to support nonprofits and other worthy causes in the community. So you can go to uwsm.org to learn all about the United Way of Southwest Michigan. You can find out all the details about that that opportunity to win a lease there this year by donating. And you can find the list of all the pace setters. Those are the businesses and organizations that really go out of their way to raise money for the United Way. Indeed, they are a fine organization, announcing their fundraising goal for the year earlier this month. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. I'm the host today. My name is Andrew Green. It's my pleasure and privilege to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we discuss here on the show, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E @wsjm.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a suggestion for a topic, send us an email. We are open to suggestions. So we just chatted with the United Way of Southwest Michigan's Anna Murphy there. Next segment, we're going to come back and chat with our Berrien County clerk. Berrien County recently obtained a large number of brand new voting machines. So I talked with our county clerk about that. I wanted to learn about this equipment, make sure everything's in order. And I can tell you the county clerk has things well in hand. So we'll hear about that coming up next segment of the show. And then finally on today's show, we'll learn about the back-to-school fair that's taking place at Benton Harbor High School tomorrow. They're inviting parents to bring out their kids to sort of get prepared for the beginning of a new school year. And they're giving away free items to the kids. They're having raffles. They'll have games for the kids to engage in and information for parents. Lots of fun at Benton Harbor High School tomorrow. We'll talk about that last segment on today's show. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. It's time for a quick break. Stick around. We will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the host today. My name is Andrew Green. My pleasure to be with you. This is the show where we discuss issues playing out in the news around Michigan's great Southwest. Whatever you've heard on WSJM news as of late, that's probably what we're going to be talking about on an edition of Our Take. Same goes for the Town Crier Wire, by the way. News you see there, we'll probably discuss it on this show at some point. And so we have a busy show today. First of all, last segment, we caught up with the United Way of Southwest Michigan and learned about their fundraising goal for the year and why people should support the United Way and what they're doing to try to raise a record amount of money this year. So we chatted with United Way's Anna Murphy about that. First segment of today's show. Coming up next segment, we'll hear about Benton Harbor High School, well, Benton Harbor area schools, back-to-school fair set for tomorrow. But on this segment, I wanted to learn about some new voting equipment that Berrien County has received. November's elections here in Berrien County, they will feature some brand new voting machines, in some communities at least. And I have chatted with Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about this. She was telling me it's due to a state grant that the county got. Well, you know what? I've talked to her about the new voting equipment, so let's hear that conversation now. All right, Sharon, so Secretary of State Ruth Johnson recently announced 3,500 new voting machines for communities around Michigan. I think there's something like $40 million total.
Correct.
So what's that mean for Berrien County?
Well, Berrien County received a grant from the state of Michigan, and we are going to kick off the new equipment for the November election. And basically, at this time, we're talking about the city of Benton Harbor and the city of St. Joseph. So in the month of August, on the August 25th, we will begin with training our new election equipment on August 25th. So all our local clerks will come in, and we will have a session down at Lake Township Hall and start the training. Now, we will not receive the equipment until September 11th and 12th. So they will bring the equipment in and begin the training.
Okay, so some new voting machines coming to Berrien County. What's different about these new ones?
What you're going to see on the voters end, the biggest change is right now you connect the line as an arrow vote. Now you will have ovals to color them in. Now, people with disabilities or they would like to do the touch screen, they use the auto mark. And the auto mark has really totally changed. It's kind of like a dinosaur. And we're going to change into a different terminal, and it's called the VAT, which is a voter's assistance terminal. And it's
a smaller screen, more user-friendly, looks very technology-friendly. Some of the smaller counties are just going to totally just buy that type of terminal, but you will still have the regular ballot sheet. So if you have any disabilities or you just want to try out the new VAT terminal, it will be available. If you would go out and try to test the AutoMart today, sometimes it would work and sometimes it wouldn't work, and we'd always have to bring the repairman in to fix it. So that will be the major change. Like, the e-poll books will stay the same. Filling out the application will be the same. Where it really changes a lot is the internal use for the local clerks and for my office.
Okay, we're talking with Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about these new voting machines that the county will be getting. They'll make the voting experience a little bit different for, well, the voter. Now, we did talk a little bit about how it's easier for clerks, for election workers, and it's kind of technical. It has to do with recording and reporting absentee votes, but it will now be easier for election workers. And so then I wanted to find out if these new voting machines connect to the internet, because we've heard about concerns about, well, voting machines that are online. Could they be hacked and so forth? And so County Clerk Sharon Tyler talked a little bit about how these new machines work in terms of the internet.
It doesn't have a modem in it all the time. You have to plug it in to make it happen. So I wanted to make sure that people didn't feel a threat of security on their vote, that only at one time will it be plugged into a modem, and it's when I receive that vote. But it will be printed on a tape that shows that these numbers cannot be changed or somebody's vote can disappear.
Okay, so the votes will be printed out on a tape before connected to the internet?
Right.
Okay, that was Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler telling us about some new voting machines that the county is obtaining. They're going to start training the election workers on those on the 25th, which is this Friday. So there'll be some training for election workers around the county on these new machines. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson obtained them and dispatched them out. They'll start to be rolled out in November here in Berrien County and St. Joe and Benton Harbor, where there will be commission elections, commission races to decide. So those new machines will be coming to a voting place near you at some point in the near future. And we wrapped up there, Clerk Sharon Tyler telling us these machines do connect to the internet, but they're not always connected to the internet. They only are connected to the internet if you physically plug in a cable. So what they're going to do is get all the voting over with, print out a tape with the results, and only then will they connect the things to the internet to report some of the results. Now, the conversation was much longer than that. We actually got pretty in-depth about some of the internal stuff that her office has to deal with. But point is, for the average voter, what you'll be doing now when you vote is filling in an oval rather than connecting two lines. So for most voters, that's really the biggest change you'll see, filling in an oval as opposed to connecting those two lines. There is new equipment, a new terminal for disabled voters, new accommodations for the disabled, and of course, all those internal changes that make life easier for the election workers. Now, if you are familiar with a website called Election Magic, and if you use Election Magic, as anyone in my line of business does, then you will see more changes coming this November. Because we have these new voting machines, the Election Magic service will no longer be the online result reporting service that the county uses. They're going to be working with a different website. And we'll have more details coming up on that as we get closer to the November elections and this gets set up. See, right now, there's a website called Election Magic, and on election night, you can watch results come in more or less real time. Well, Election Magic will no longer be used by Berrien County. In fact, in the most recent elections earlier this month, Election Magic was no longer being used by Cass and Van Buren counties. Everybody's getting these different online services to report election results. So in the next few months, I'm going to have to sort of track down how everyone's doing it. For a while there, following election results was very easy on election night because it was all on electionmagic.com, but that's going away. We'll have information for you on what service Berrien County will start to use as a result of these new voting machines coming up in the near future. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, you are listening to Our Take. We just heard from Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about some new voting machines coming to Berrien County. They'll be rolled out in November. Earlier today, we chatted with the United Way of Southwest Michigan. United Way's Anna Murphy told us about their new fundraising goal for the year. They're going for broke. They're going for their biggest goal ever. United Way trying to raise $4.4 million this year. Coming up next segment, we'll chat with an organizer of a back-to-school fair that's planned for Benton Harbor area schools tomorrow. All day long, they're going to have this bash at the high school where parents are invited to come out with their children ahead of the start of a new school year and to celebrate. The kids can take part in activities and parents can register to win some raffles. They'll give away backpacks. We're going to hear about all of that coming up next segment. Right now, though, very quickly, I wanted to tell you about a meeting that is coming up in Van Buren County. Van Buren County, now we have spoken with one of their state representatives, Beth Griffin. She's been on the show many times. She is based out of Mattawan, and she's one of the state representatives for Van Buren County, and she has an economic development meeting planned for this week. So she's hoping people will go out to this. It'll be at Mattawan High School on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. State Rep Beth Griffin inviting community leaders, economic developers, and just regular people and business owners to come out and talk about what their concerns and priorities are for the economy of Van Buren County.
When you talk to business owners that have challenges, and then you talk to economic developers that are looking for solutions, it makes a lot of sense to put them all at the table. And we get a lot of great movement forward in terms of just doing a better job as a state, listening to the businesses so that we can help, so that we can understand where their challenges are.
So that's State Representative Beth Griffin of Mattawan. She's planning a economic development meeting this week in Mattawan. And she told us one focus that she wants to discuss is education and what sort of education needs Southwest Michigan faces right now when it comes to being able to fill the jobs that are available.
Education is the key to connecting people that want to work with the jobs that are out there. And in some cases, if the jobs are changing, it helps connect educators and it helps them understand how to better train people for the jobs that are out there today. And the jobs that are out there today look different.
So that's State Representative Beth Griffin out of Mattawan hosting an economic development forum for this week. It will be Wednesday at Mattawan High School from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. She's hoping people will come out and give her a sense of what sort of legislative priorities people and businesses would like to see her pursue in Lansing once our lawmakers get back to work next month. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, as promised, we'll hear about the back-to-school fair going on tomorrow at Benton Harbor High School. All parents invited to bring their kids out there. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we've discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Stick around. We will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. This is the show where we discuss issues playing out in the news around Michigan's Great Southwest. We talk about whatever news you might hear on WSJM News. If you hear of something coming up on WSJM News, it'll probably show up on Our Take, and we'll talk more at length about those subjects. First of all, on today's show, we heard from the United Way of Southwest Michigan about their fundraising goal for the year, the things they are doing to try to raise a record amount for this year of our Lord 2017. And last segment, we heard from Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about some new voting equipment the county's getting. Now, most of the changes, most of the improvements that are being made with these new voting machines are internal that affect election workers, especially the county clerk's office. But if you're just a regular voter, what you'll be doing now is filling in ovals instead of connecting lines. That's the main change you will see with those. So we chatted with Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about that last segment. And this segment, to wrap up today's show, I thought we would hear about an event going on tomorrow at Benton Harbor High School. It will be a lot of fun. They are having their second annual back-to-school fair, back-to-school bash and fair. Benton Harbor Area Schools wants parents to come out to be connected with various services that they should be connected with ahead of the start of a new school year. And also, it's a chance for the kids to have some fun. They'll have some food for the kids. They'll have activities. They'll have guest speakers and all that. It's going on tomorrow. So I caught up with the organizer, one of the organizers of tomorrow's back-to-school fair. I spoke with Julie Earle about what's going on. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Julie. So, coming up tomorrow, Benton Harbor Area Schools back-to-school bash and community fair. Tell us what the goal is for tomorrow's event.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get all these the businesses and schools and people in this community to come together and work together for the good of our children here.
All right. And what sorts of things will you be offering at the high school tomorrow?
Lots of different vendors that have services to offer the community. InterCare will be there. We'll have registration so kids can make sure that they're properly registered for school. We'll have first aid services. The Boys and Girls Club will be there. The YMCA will be there. The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, different clubs and activities that are going on in the district, after school programming information, just tons and tons of community resources for adults and students, Andrews University, some churches, lots and lots of community resources.
All right. And so have you done this before?
This is our second one. We had one last year, and it went over really well. We had over 1,500 people.
Okay, and at last year's, you had basketball and all kinds of things for the kids to do. What's going to be going on for the kids this time?
Yeah, we're going to be having activities in the gym for younger children, and we're going to be having several performances in the PAC. Jameel McGee is going to be speaking, and he's got a book coming out with Andrew Collins.
Mm-hmm.
They're local residents, and they've got a book coming out, and he's going to come speak to people in the afternoon in the PAC. We've got Sodexo providing food for people who come, and we've got a really large raffle, and Whirlpool has donated a KitchenAid stand mixer.
KitchenAid stand mixer?
Yeah, as a grand prize. It's beautiful, and it's Benton Harbor Tigers orange.
All right, so last year, I do remember the raffle at the back-to-school fair was very popular. What else are you raffling off this year?
We had a TV and a washer and dryer last year. This year, we've got the stand mixer. I've got a bunch of gift cards from local area businesses to raffle off, lots of kids' games, some really beautiful glass pieces from Water Street Glassworks that were donated.
Okay, and so tomorrow's event is a chance for kids to get excited about the start of a new school year.
It helps get kids excited for school. It helps us on the front end make sure that all the kids are properly registered and immunized. We saw fewer kids missing school the first 3 weeks of school because they had been kept out because they weren't immunized or registered. And this fair lowered that number significantly because we got those things done at the fair. And we want our parents, right at the beginning of the school year, we want to give them access to all the resources that are available in our community. And that's why we invite people who are not just Benton Harbor area schools, because we want the whole community to really come together to work on building up our community and our city and sharing resources. And the more we work together, the more we're going to accomplish.
All right, so the Benton Harbor area schools back to school fair pretty much all day tomorrow.
Yep, and we're also going to be giving away backpacks, first come, first serve. We've got a little over 1,000 backpacks.
Wow, 1,000 backpacks? Who donated those?
Office Depot and Trinity Lutheran Church, and a few random other donors, but those were the two primary donors for the backpacks. And the Berrien Foundation provided funding to help buy backpacks.
Okay, now I noticed you mentioned vaccine services at tomorrow's event. And, well, tomorrow is also the Berrien County Health Department's back-to-school celebration. Are the two events related?
We planned our events kind of independently from one another, but we've decided to collaborate. And I have flyers for their event that are going to be handed out at our welcome table. And they'll have flyers for our event so that parents and families can go from one event to the other and take advantage of everything offered at both places.
Okay, we just heard from Julie Earle. She was one of the organizers of tomorrow's back-to-school fair at Benton Harbor High School. This is an event for parents and students of all ages in Benton Harbor, in the Benton Harbor Area School District. She told us they did this last year. Actually, I was there, and it was quite the scene. Just hundreds of kids running around. There were kids playing basketball in the gym, and they held giveaways. They held raffles. Last year, they gave away a TV and a washing machine. This year, they've got all kinds of gift cards to local stores, and KitchenAid has put up a stand mixer to be given away, raffled off at tomorrow's back-to-school fair at Benton Harbor High School. This event will be running from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They'll have all kinds of things for the kids to do, a guest speaker. It will be a lot of fun for the young people, and it will give the parents a chance to make sure their kids are properly registered for everything they need to be registered for, and also to make sure they have the right vaccines. Speaking of which, as we said as we ended that conversation there, also happening tomorrow is the Berrien County Health Department's back-to-school bash. There are two back-to-school celebrations happening tomorrow. One over at Benton Harbor High School from 11 to 7. The other at the County Health Department from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that one will offer you opportunities to actually get vaccines and learn about various health programs available to children. So, as Julie Earl, organizer of Benton Harbor's event, just told me, they're encouraging people to go back and forth between the two events. You know, go over to the County Health Department's event first and then head on over to the high school or vice versa. There's no shortage of things to do when it comes to being prepared for a return to the school year in Benton Harbor tomorrow. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take Monday edition. Thanks for being with us. I've been the host today. My name is Andrew Green, and we're getting close to wrapping up this edition of the show. On today's Our Take, first of all, we chatted with the United Way of Southwest Michigan's Anna Murphy about their fundraising goal for the year. Earlier this month, the United Way announced they are seeking a record amount of money for the year. So I chatted with Anna Murphy about what they do with all that money and how they're going to raise it. They've got a few ideas. You'll be seeing them holding events throughout the community and with a fairly prominent campaign this year. United Way is a great cause. They support all kinds of organizations and nonprofits. And so we chatted to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's Anna Murphy about that first segment of today's show. Then we chatted with Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler about some new voting equipment that the county's getting. First, they're going to unroll these machines this November in Benton Harbor and St. Joe, and then they'll expand them out to other communities later. And the main difference for voters is, well, if you're a disabled voter, you'll have slightly different accommodations now. And as for everyone else, you'll be filling in an oval instead of connecting a line now. That's the main difference. All right. So especially if you live in Benton Harbor, St. Joe, in one of those communities, be prepared to fill in an oval and not to connect a couple of lines. Most of the improvements in these new voting machines, the county clerk was telling me, are actually internal, and they're more something that her office and local election workers would have to deal with, so it gets a bit technical. But that's coming soon, next elections, which will be in November. There will be city commission elections in both St. Joe and in Benton Harbor. So we'll have some brand new voting equipment for that. And just now we heard about the back-to-school bash, the back-to-school fair taking place at Benton Harbor High School tomorrow. Lots of fun. They're hoping that parents bring out their kids. And while you're at it, head over to the health department for their back-to-school celebration. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for another edition of Our Take. I've been the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Thanks for tuning in. On tomorrow's show, we'll check in with the Pokagon Fund. You know the Pokagon Fund. They support all sorts of charities around South County, Southern Berrien County, using a portion of Four Winds Casino revenue. They're marking 10 years of existence. So tomorrow we'll hear about that. We'll also chat with a representative of the County Road Association of Michigan, why they're feeling confident about sort of the public opinion of the need to improve infrastructure. We'll hear about all that on tomorrow's show. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That's it for another Our Take. Send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. That's another show. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday.